City of Lagos.
We'll be right here with you.
We'll be right here with you.
Diving into discussions that matter. We'll tackle the headlines, explore stories that shape our lives, and dissect the issues that keep us awake at night. But that's not all. The Morning Crossfire is your platform too. Your thoughts, your opinions, they all have a place right here. From politics to business and the economy, from the social issues to the heart of the city. I'll be your companion, your source of information, and your partner in exploration. And it's just not about the headlines. It's about the conversations we have, the connections we make, and the impact we create. Your insights matter, your questions matter, and your energy matters. So whether you're in traffic, having breakfast, or starting your workday, I'll be right here, keeping you informed and engaged. So Lagos, stay tuned, set your alarms, and mark your calendars, and let's kickstart our mornings together right here on the Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Kofi Bartels. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This morning, Health Thursday is focusing on brain drain in Nigeria's health system. Brain drain in Nigeria's health system. And of course, we'd like to get your thoughts. It's all about you on how this brain drain can be addressed. Now, what's an incident that was on the news really covered everywhere, though we hear the people involved gave a reply saying it wasn't true, but indirectly they said it was true because they also admitted that you have public official medical health workers leaving the system, leaving the country, you know, to go to the abroad. Well, today we want to recall that there has been a reported massive brain drain in Nigeria's health sector in recent years, as many medical doctors, nurses, health workers have been leaving the country on daily basis, even though the federal government is saying that there is no deficit of doctors in the country to serve over 200 million people. Well, according to a report, Nigeria produces about 1,600 doctors every year, and 1,200 are leaving the country. This is according to the Nigerian Medical Association chairman in Abuja branch, or the chairman of the Abuja branch of the NMA. His name at the time, it was Ekpe Phillips, who was the chairman. That was in 2018. Of course, some time has passed, and we know that it will probably not be the same. The numbers may be going up. It is estimated that at least 12 Nigerian doctors leave the shores of this country to practice overseas weekly. That was in 2018, according to an article in Premium Times. By now, it should be up. But now it should be considerably up. Okay, so as I was saying, I mean, this brain drain issue is a big one. In Nigeria, there have been concerns about the relocation of doctors and other medical personnel, you know, to other countries around the world, leading to understaffing of hospitals. Nigeria is said to have lost over 9,000 medical doctors to the United Kingdom, Canada, and United States of America between 2016 and 2018. If you want to look at the figures in 2023, obviously it will be way more than that. And that was said by the president, the then president of the Nigerian Medical Association, Professor Enosit Uja. In April 2020, during the maiden NMA annual lecture series themed Brain Drain and Medical Tourism, the Twin Evil in Nigeria's Health System in Abuja, the then NMA president said, and I quote, brain drain worsens the already depleted health care resources in developing countries like Nigeria and widens the gap in health inequities worldwide. He says healthcare workers generally migrate from developing countries to more developed countries, leaving a scarcity of health workers where the need is greater. So it's not a lie that when doctors leave the country, nurses leave Nigeria to go to other parts of the world to work, there is a gap. there is a gap. We want to look at what was revealed by the House of Representatives recently in a press briefing. The committee paid a visit to the Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, where they say that they noticed, or they were told, that there were about five wards that were empty because the doctors had left, you know, health workers had left, medical practitioners had left the country to go work outside. Though the chief medical director of the Lagos University Teaching Hospital, Idiaraba, Wasiu Adeyemo, later denied the news that the hospital was in a critical situation, you know, shutting down some of his wards owing to brain drain. The man who said that was the chairman committee or House of Representatives Committee on Health, Amos Magaji. He said five wards had been shut down in Lasuth, you know, without about 150 beds affected. Now, from what I've seen of the statement of the CMD, he's not saying that those wards have not been shut down. But what he said, I just want to quote him. Okay, what he said, I'm not going to quote the other ones, you know, blah, blah, blah. What he said was that owing to renovations in, well, he said owing largely, let me use this word, largely to ongoing renovations, they had to close some wards because of renovation. This is what he said, quote, owing largely to ongoing renovations and not strictly for jackpot reasons. Owing largely to ongoing renovations and not strictly for jackpot reasons, we had to close some wards. And you can read into that. You know, is it damage control by the CMD? Because if you say owing largely and you say not strictly, it means that there's jackpot in there, there's also renovation in there. But look at more of what Lasuth is saying. But the truth is, it is an existential problem and a threat to the health system in Nigeria. Andy Akpotive is a health administrator and a social reformer. Andy is with me right here on the Morning Crossfire to talk about this because he has first-hand experience. And he's an author of a book on healthcare in Nigeria. Andy, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Kofi. Good morning. Nice to be here. Good morning, Lagos.
All right. Yeah, you wrote a book on healthcare in Nigeria. I'm trying to remember the name. I think it's called Health Management.
Unveiled. How to run a profitable hospital business in Nigeria.
Okay. All right. Andy, nice to hear from you. Andy had sworn he would never go on radio again after the 2023 election.
Absolutely.
But Andy, I had to tell Andy, you can't say no to me. And Andy, this won't be the last time. I'll bring you back again. He joins us from the city of Port Hackett. Yes. You have to keep talking. No matter what happens, you know, Nigeria will keep rising and rising and rising. Okay. So Andy, nice to have you on the program.
Nice to be here, Kofi.
Yes. What's your assessment of the current state of availability of health workers, medical practitioners in Nigerian hospitals, especially public hospitals? You're in the system. You know what's on ground.
Yes. Kofi, I should state that, first for the records, I have been in the system for well over 18 years practicing. Like, I am not someone who is strange, someone who is coming from a foreign land, someone who does not understand the turns, the curves, the bends of the health sector in Nigeria. I have been in this sector actively practicing for well over 18 years. As a matter of fact, 19 years and some months. I trained in Luth, Lagos University Teaching Hospital. I've had other trainings, including doing my PhD in public health at the moment in the University of Port Harcourt. Haven't established this so people would understand that I have got the askings, if you may. I've got the qualifications to talk and to talk very strongly on this subject matter. I wrote a book, Unveiled, How to Run a Profitable Hospital Business in Nigeria, the first of its kind in the medical sector. And in it, a 10-chapter book, I had explained critically, you know, what was to come. The last chapter was a prediction, a threefold prediction of what was to come in the health sector. Unfortunately, Kofi, I sent through DHA a copy of this book to the 36 state governors of Nigeria, you know, informing them of what was to come and asking that there are certain things that they should do. And if they did it, they would be able to insulate the health sector. And I even offered to assist them pro bono, establish a bureau that can make this happen. Guess what? No one of them reached me back except the Nasarawa state governor, promising that we will get back to you. I wrote it twice, was sent it twice to the Lagos state government where I was born and I grew up. I wrote and sent it twice to the Delta State Governor, my state of origin, and I wrote it twice so that you will understand. Now, coming to your question directly, the word that comes to my head is topsy-turvy. Topsy-turvy. Everything has gone topsy-turvy. And I also do not like to see the cup as, you know, half empty. I like to see it as half full. So I'm going to start off this conversation by talking about some of the strengths, some of the goods, quote and unquote, that this Jacquard syndrome presents to us. But before I jump in there, Kofi, you are very right on how the CMD of Luth explained away this imminent danger that is in front of us. You know, when you say not largely because of, right, you are saying that it is part of it. It is a part of it. And what you are saying is it's not largely, it is substantially, I mean, how did you put the word? To replace the part of it. In any case, I haven't trained in Luth. I will tell you, and I mean no words, to say that virtually all the words in Luth, they indeed all need renovation. I mean no words to say. Female medical wards, female surgical wards, male surgical wards, the pediatric
wards. Andy, I don't know if you're on the move. Yes, yes, I don't know if you're on the move, but the network isn't.
And say to you that.
Yeah, I don't know if you're on the move, but the network isn't too great because your line is dragging. Andy, are you there?
Let me pack. Okay, let me pack. Is it better now?
I think it is. I think
is it better?
Is. Yes, yes.
Okay, yes. So, like I was saying, I would like, I can see, you know, haven't been an insider.
Okay, Andy, I tell you what, I want you to log out. I want you to log out and then log back in, if you can hear me.
Actually, all the words.
Okay, we have to lose. We have to go.
Actually, read.
All right, he's going to log back in so we can get a better connection because that was becoming difficult. I'm sorry about that, people. But hey, your thoughts are welcome. We would like to hear from you. We've heard from, you know, the House of Reps Committee on Health. We've heard from the CMD of Luth. The fact is that, yes, those words have been shut down. But this is what he said, quote, owing largely, he said, the closed some of the wards, owing largely to ongoing renovations, but not strictly for Jacquard reasons. So he wants us not to blow it out of proportion, but the fact is that it's an existential situation. He said, quote, we can't underestimate or underrate the reality. However, we must not blow it out of proportion so we don't cause panic among the people. So you want to read into what he's saying. It means he's saying that it's a reality that we should not underestimate or underrate, but it doesn't want us to cause panic. So indeed, it's a problem. That's what I'm reading from the CMDs. But, you know, I was trying to be diplomatic about it. Yeah, and I mean, he's doing what he ought to do. Andy Akpotive, do we have you back?
Yes, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Okay, it's a bit better. Yes. Yeah, please go on.
Okay,
Andy, the line is still bad. We have to call you on the phone. I think it would be better if we place a phone call through to you. Sincere apologies for that. We'll place a call through to Andy and see if we can get him. He's a health administrator. Sorry about that. But hey, you can call, for those of you listening, 0700993939393. This Jakpa syndrome or Jakpa issue is a big problem for our health sector in Nigeria today. And whilst the CMD of Lasuth has said it's not really totally true, let me put it that way, that they have to shut their wards because of a lack of health workers. Maybe there's some truth to that because he said we can't underrate it or underestimate it. We'll get back to our guests. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Oga Kofi.
Welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
This is Ola from my church.
Ola, nice to have you. Please go on.
Well, what my work, I do Uber work.
Okay.
So I have the opportunity to meet several people on daily basis.
Okay.
Many of the medical practitioners, because I do have conversation with my riders, many of them, in fact, one recently confirmed to me that him and his wife are both doctors, that they are leaving in less than a month soon. So this thing, there is no way, there is no being diplomatic about it. People are leaving. The country is in a bad shape. That's right. Just the truth. They should stop bamboozling Nigerians.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate calling in. 0700993993993. So you can whitewash it however you want, is what I think he's trying to say. But the truth is before our eyes that there's a problem. Now, I'm not saying that the CMD is wrong. No, he's a CMD. He knows what's going on there. He can tell us the real situation. It's his hospital, you know. But generally, I'm sure he's also agreeing that we have an issue on our hands. Hello, Andy Akpotive. Can you hear me?
Kofi, can you hear me now?
Okay, it's a bit better. Okay, we have 2 minutes. Let's just take a few more from you before we go for our break, Andy. So you were saying?
Yes, I'm here. Kofi.
Yes. You were making a point, so please continue.
Yes,
what you
said. So I was saying that in any case, and to give context to this conversation, I thought I should make the listeners understand that I trained in Luth, and I have been practicing actively in this sector for well over 18 years. Currently doing my public PhD, public health in the University of Port Harcourt. So I have been involved in this sector from when I left school. Having established that, I should quickly say that, given the explanation that was presented by the CMD in Luth, one would see that he is just being politically clever. Because in that statement, you will see that he's not saying that Jakpa syndrome is not a reason why the wards are empty. He's not saying that. He may not be saying that it's not the reason, but he's also in that sentence or in that statement saying that it is a reason, right? So he's just playing with article, the definite article and definite article by saying not entirely. If we want to really do renovations, I would say to you that indeed, virtually all the wards, male general ward, female general ward, male surgical ward, female surgical ward, holistic around some Kusi center, all of those places would actually require near urgent renovation. We should be renovating everything if we really do need to renovate. Now, because I don't like to see the cup as half empty, I like to see that half full, I will start off by talking about the gains that we may get from this Jakpa syndrome before I jump in on saying the calamity that is going to be for this health sector
okay.
As predicted.
Andy, hold on. We want to know that what you've seen, that prediction you have, but we will just go for a short break and we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Please stay with us. Health or medical administrator is our guest this morning. He's also a social reformer. Who believes so much in Nigeria. We're trying to hook up with our producer on the Morning Crossfire, Zainab, who is currently at an undisclosed location. I'll let you know where she is to give us a report. I saw Zainab on the line. I don't know if she's still there. But do we have Andy back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Andy Aportiva. So you said you looked into your crystal ball to make some predictions of... But before you go there... let me see if we have Zainab with us. Zainab, can you hear me, please? Okay, maybe I need to pick a call. Andy, please stay with me. Hello, Zainab, can you hear me? Okay, your line doesn't sound too clear. Maybe you get to an open place, you know, this hospital. Yeah, you need to go out to the open, you know, outside. Yeah, just go outside. Zainab is right now at Luth. She'll tell us what she saw there. Zainab, please go outside, because sometimes when you're inside, the network can be really bad. Zainab, can you hear me? Okay. The line isn't clear. Please go outside. Are you outside? Okay. Yeah, we have to get back to Zainab. The network isn't too clear. Andy Akpotive, have you noticed anything similar to what the House of Reps Committee on Health, the chairman of the committee, said he was told, you know, about Luth, which has been denied in a mixed way, sort of, by the CMD of Luth? Have you seen anything similar in your, in the course of your work? Maybe not in your hospital, but in some other hospitals around. Hello, Andy, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you. Is this for me or for Zainab?
For you.
Okay. So, Kofi, it's everywhere. When I started the practice, started running hospitals in this country, Kofi, there were a few friends, you know, colleagues, doctors, nurses, and all that, who today, I can say to you that over 90 to 95% of them are out of this country. But for a few things myself, I would have also relocated and left. It is to speak to the fact that, you know, the medical community no longer have confidence in the system anymore. So, Kofi, the body, the soul, and the spirit functioning together. This is exactly how it is also in the health sector. The body, essentially, is the people, the different professionals that you have in the sector. The medical doctors, the dental doctors, the radiographers, health information management scholars, the nurses, you know, the different professionals, they make the body of the health sector. I did not even add the pharmacists, etc., etc. They make the body. Then the spirit of the sector speaks essentially to the equipment that you have in this sector, the equipment that will enable the body to function properly is the spirit. Then the soul are the laws. Are the laws, are the if you may, the regulation that you have that makes for the body to be able to function and function properly. When there is no good communication, no better anastomosis between the body, the soul, and the spirit of the sector, you will have this kind of calamity that you are having today. Right, Kofi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
This kind of calamity you are having today is a function of like a mismatch, the gross failing of the government to realize that the body must be in sync with the spirit and the soul for this sector to work. I predicted in my book, you know, three predictions, major predictions. This book was released over 5 years ago, Kofi.
Okay.
I said in the book that there is coming a time set when structures will no longer be needed to give care to patients. When structures, physical structures, hospital structures will no longer be needed, you will need professionals that are skilled and empowered to be able to deliver care to the teeming people of Nigeria, population of Nigeria. And people will not need to come to physical structures anymore. That's the first prediction. I also predicted in that book that there's coming a time when you will find that professionals will be moving like the Israelis that are moving out of Egypt to the promised land. They will move in such droves that in order for the health sector to be able to function properly, the government will have to go hiring foreign professionals to come and do the work that the local professionals who have the
skills to do it better are not doing. Let me tell you why I say we have the skills to do it better. A doctor that is trained in Nigeria understands better how to treat malaria than a doctor that is trained anywhere else, especially in those places that are that malaria is not endemic in.
Okay. Okay. And you hold the thought. This is an interesting prediction you've made. I want to see if we've lost. Okay, Andy, I'm sorry about that. So you're saying your prediction is that, first of all, technology will dismantle the structure we have as far as healthcare is concerned. Secondly, you're also predicting that there will be a mass exodus of doctors, which we're seeing. Thirdly, your prediction, this is a very strange one, is that the Nigerian government will be importing health workers, doctors and all that, to come to the country to treat Nigerians and the people, residents of this country. Is that a possibility, bearing in mind the fact that we have some doctors who are unemployed currently in this country, don't have a job, they finish medical school.
Should that shock you? And I said to you that the health sector is populated by people, not just medical doctors alone. There are nurses, there are pharmacists, there are laboratory scientists, there are health information management scholars, there are radiographers, there are public health people, there are radiotherapy. There are different professionals. The outside community, you know, you think that it's just only doctors and nurses. I'm saying that. And watch this prediction. Kofi, get that book. Watch this prediction. I'm saying that the people who are yet to be employed, doctors, nurses, and all that, trust me, they are also fighting to see how they will get out of this country. Nigeria does not present for them the first choice anymore. Doctors, the nurses, the different professionals, the pharmacists, are not interested. Kofi, let me just tell you something. Are you aware GSK is no longer in Nigeria? Do you know how much it is to treat chronic conditions in Nigeria today? From ulcer to asthma to diabetes to hypertension? I can go on naming them. I can tell you some of the regular medications that you will need to get this condition. Today, if you go to pharmacy and you attempted buying it, what it was yesterday that was like 5,000, 3,000, today is like 56,000. Are you seeing the job? Pharmacy, for instance, who run community pharmacies are dying. They are taking life breath out of them. A government that is not serious about fixing the health sector. So you think that axiom, health is wealth, was just created by an idiot? You do not understand that nothing moves, nothing functions in a society that is not healthy. It would take a healthy workforce to be able to be productive. If the workforce is not healthy, go see how Nigerians are dying.
All right. Andy, this is a big issue. We need to look at solutions. I know the government has they made a statement, put out some policy. We're looking to see how we can get someone to talk about that. But I want to take some calls and then I come back to you. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. So, Andy, you're predicting that this is going to get worse.
It is going to get worse.
Okay.
It is going to get by 2024. You would shudder at the rate of the jackpot that they are talking about is the one to Canada, UK, and America. Trust me, the jackpot is going to extend beyond that. The jackpot we get to Japan, the jackpot we get to Australia, the jackpot we get to even some other African countries that we do not know.
All right.
Things I predicted over 5 years, writing this book over 7 years ago.
Okay, hold on, Andy. Let's put this call on the line. Interesting. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Samuel.
Samuel, nice to have you. Where are you listening to us from, please?
Yes, I'm from Surulere, Lagos.
All right. Okay, please go on.
Yeah, so what the man in your studio there is saying is real. But I can say it emphatically because I'm a husband to a medical doctor. And in fact, all our colleagues that I know of, they are no more in the country. In fact, the ones that are left are about to go. Even my wife and I, we are about to leave. For 4 months, they could not pay our salary. They say they omitted our name from the federal lease or whatever. Somebody that had been collecting salary for the past 2 years, all of a sudden, they couldn't pay her. Until last 2 weeks, they pay her the backlogs. So they are not taking care of them. She goes to work. In fact, as we speak right now, she has been on call since 2 days now. And she came back this morning, and she's going back to another outside posting in Orile Agege. She works in FMC. So everything is real. Doctors are no more in the country. So that's my own take about it.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you calling in, my brother. Andy, please stay with me. We have another caller. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, welcome.
My name is Louis.
Louis, where are you listening to us from, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Suleri and one of Uber driver. So what the presenter is saying is, if that's the gospel truth, you know, I've been carrying people to the airport, a lot of doctors.
Okay.
There's a young one I carried. I said, why are you leaving us now? He said, man, that I have the option to leave. I also carry a woman from the Air Force Base. She's a medical doctor, and her husband also is a medical doctor. Those were they travel to Canada. See, she's leaving. She even there, what she gave me that day, say bye-bye to Nigeria. So what he said is true. If you go to the airport, you see a lot of people leaving out the country.
You're not the one who called me before now?
No, I'm not the one.
Oh, my.
My name is Louis.
Oh, my.
I'm not the one. Uber driver.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, this is the second Uber driver who's calling us to volunteer this information. Thank you very much for your time. 99.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
Emmanuel is my name, calling from Ikeja. Emmanuel, how are you today?
Very well, thank you, Emmanuel. And you?
Very well, thank you.
All right, please.
Love your program.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I followed through the discussion, and I want to just put this across. You know, my baby had a ear discomfort. She complained, and this baby is just like 4 years, complaining of ear. We went to the hospital. We discovered that everywhere was empty. Where is the doctor? They said they came. They didn't see the doctor. Where they are waiting for one other doctor, but. Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear. Please go on.
Okay. They said they are waiting for one of the doctors. He's not around and all that.
Mm.
But from my inquiries, somebody told me that they had 4 doctors in that hospital. 3 had left. People were everywhere. The specialist, the ENT we want to see, we couldn't see him anymore.
Mm.
We started thinking of the next line of action, where we would take our baby to.
Okay.
I want to tell you that we have gotten to that point when the country needs to rethink where we are heading to.
Thank you.
What is going on?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Okay. I'll go back to Andy. But Zainab is with me finally. Zainab, can you hear me? Yeah, Zainab.
Yes, very well. I can hear you.
Okay. Good morning, Zainab. Yeah, tell us what do you have for us? Please go on.
Okay, so right now I'm in front of the National Postgraduate Medical College of Nigeria, which is not too far from Lion Isaac Olushola Dada Dialysis Center and Renal Institute. These places are very close to the admin building, the admin block. So I was taken to the security officers, who then further took me to the one Mr. Femi, who works directly under the PRO, Mrs. Fakeye. And subsequently, I got to speak with Mrs. Fakeye, who then told me that actually it is everywhere that there is shortage of staff, medical doctors in Nigeria. And that also, in a way, is affecting them. But with regards to the recent report on the vacant,
empty.
About the 150 vacant wards, She did not respond to that question. She only told me that right now they have a function that everybody is preparing for. But if I am still very much available, once she arrives at the hospital, as she's on her way to the hospital, she's going to have me speak with her.
All right. Okay, but so you're saying she told you that they have a staff shortage issue in the medical system, generally speaking? All right. Andy, are you there? You listen to our listeners, you listen to our correspondent who is at Luth right now. What's the way out of this quagmire, Andy Akpotive? Because you said it's going to get worse.
Yes, so first of all, to tell you that, like I said when I started off, that I always see a glass cup as half full, not half empty. Some of the gains that start to benefit from this would be that our doctors will be better exposed, would learn more. And when I say that, let me just use a better word, medical and non-medical professionals that are working in the hospital will get better exposure, better learning, you know, on how to do things better, on how to use certain equipment better and all that by easier movement. We have seen this in some countries, and China being one of them, how that their professionals moved to go and get certain learnings and moved when the country was good enough. The third gain. The second gain is that you are going to see that people have moved out because they would be, they will have better right standing economically. They would be able to send money to home and help their families better and help the society, help the country, because you would be repatriating foreign exchange back to. I can give you a few more that are gains.
Okay. All right. So these are the benefits as far as you're concerned. Andy, we have to leave it at that, but I want to thank you very much for your time. We hope for the best, for better days. I hope your prediction that it's going to get worse to the point where the government will be importing doctors, we won't get there. I want to say I reject it in Jesus' name. I mean that, Andy, I do. But Andy Potive, Medical Health Administrator, Social Reformer, thank you so much for your time. Oh, my. Okay. Zainab, are you there?
Yes, I'm still very much here.
Okay, a final one-minute word from you. Is there anything you want to add before we go? Oh, the network has done it.
While I'm still waiting.
Go on.
Okay, so while I'm still waiting for Mrs. Fakeye to arrive, hoping to hear from her, she also mentioned that the issue of vacant wards has been addressed over and over again. So right now, they are not ready to speak to the media
regarding
because that area has all already right. been overflowed.
Zainab, thank you so much. We'll do some more talking when you come back. Thank you for the work you're doing, and I hope you get some good information from them when they're ready to talk to you. See you in the office after that.
All right, sure.
Thank you very much. Okay, we have to pull it at that time. Anyway, I mean, you got to read between the lines. It's a problem. I don't expect the public civil servants to come out and say anything that will make the government look bad. You know, I don't blame the CMD. He has to do what he has to do. But if you read between the lines, they're saying it's an issue there, Luth. And I guess I said it's a real problem. All right, let's go for a break. I'll come back and say goodbye.
The holiday season is here, and you know what that means.
It's time to treat yourself with Xiaomi's incredible India promotion.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.